Well, I think stopping it going forward is probably the right to not posture. You have to understand it first, and then you have to be able to articulate the danger and why it should be a priority, and then drive resources towards it. So does that mean we don't follow intelligence officers around the day more, that we spend more time on Twitter and Facebook and on social media? And if that is the case, we have to train our personnel accordingly.
But short of arguing that your team should be able to unilaterally access Facebook accounts in real time, how do you prevent something like that from happening?
Well, I wish we could, but we can't. Now, this is America, and we have something that no one else has. It's called the Constitution. Other countries that we play against don't follow the same rules we do. So as we move forward, understand what happened with Facebook, which was not illegal, right? We have to partner more effectively with private sector organizations like Facebook for them to understand what that threat is.
How do you do that? I mean,
well, we have to have it starts with dialogue.